And the reason that I'm bringing up Lou is because I've been texting him and his lawn guy this week on loan from the Lou Manfredini Mr. Fix-It show is Joe Polina from Tommy Polina Landscaping. Thank you for answering my text this week because I have a lot of lawn questions. We're all trying to get outside and work in our own yard. Joe, how are you?
I am well. How are you, Pete?
Well, we all want to get our lawns ready because it's warm out. So what do we need to do? That's why I wanted to have you on today.
Well, we need to get out there just by our lonesome, not everybody nearby us, and just do a little bit of just quick cleanup around the yard. You basically just got to get rid of all the debris and the thatch and the garbage that's accumulated over the winter. And once you get rid of that, you assess the situation. You see if you have to seed. If it's thin, you seed it and top dress it. And then you put on the starter fertilizer. You know, there's a bunch of little steps that you go about it. You know, you could core aerate if you want a thicker lawn. If you have a lot of thatch buildup, you could power rake. You know, it depends how much of a turfy you are.
Well, that's my question to you. Of course, I'm going to rake my yard and get all the junk out of it. But do I need to power rake it? And do I need to do the aeration, which is those little holes, to kind of get the oxygen going?
The little holes, as you call it, absolutely. Power raking, if you start raking it, you start having a bunch of dead grass come up, then yeah, you need to power rake it. But that's usually something that's done every 2, maybe 3 years. And believe it or not, it's usually more on newer lawns, because newer lawns, they rebuild a lot in the first couple of years. But after that, you should be okay. Like in my lawn, I can't tell you last time I power rake, but I core rake spring and fall.
Mm-hmm. Did you seed in the fall?
Yes, I see a couple of bare spots, yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to see it again this spring, too, because, you know, my wife has a dog that continuously kills my grass.
We all love our dogs, but yes. Yeah,
absolutely, we love them.
Oh, it drives me crazy. So here's my question for you, and I know I'm going to ask you this again in about a week and a half because I'll forget it. The seed and the fertilizer, you can't do at the same time, but the spring fertilizer, what's it called? It's
Pre-emergent.
So you do right. The pre-emergent, which you had me do last year to my lawn. And once I put that down, don't you have to wait 60 days before you can seed?
Yeah, you should wait a little bit, because a pre-emergent, what it does is just basically just creates a layer and it stops any weed seeds that are already into your soil from germinating. So that'll do the same thing with the grass seed if you go ahead and seed it too early. So what you do is, right now, the forsythias are flowering. Boom. So that means it's time to put on the pre-emergent. You put on the pre-emergent. That's what Mr. Frizzell always said. I always listen to the man. And so you wait, say 4, 6, maybe 8 weeks, and then you basically just rake up the area. When you rake up the area, what you're doing is you're breaking that barrier. So once you break the barrier, you can do whatever you want. So you throw the seed on top of it. But it's very important, though. I see people go out there and seed, they're just throwing seed down. And I'm like, well, and? They're like, well, what do you mean? You got to cover it with something.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you cover it with topsoil or peat moss. Mm-hmm. Well, ideally not peat moss because it dries out real fast, but topsoil or leaf compost is the best thing for it. But yeah, you could do it later.
We're talking with Joe Polina from Tommy Polina Landscaping, 708 area code. Pete, you are too funny with your obsession with your 10x10 lawn. I've said this 1,000 times. I'm obsessed. I grew up doing landscaping. I was always mowing lawns. I was always edging, doing raking, everything. That was one of my college jobs that I was doing. And now I live in the city and my lawn is the size of your master bath. But yes, I'm still obsessed with it. 815 area code. Hey, Pete, ask Joe, what is the chemical composition of the pre-emergent? Great question.
Chemical composition of the pre-emergent? I'm a landscaper, not a chemist.
Well, you have to get, the front of the pre-emergent, there. It says something, right? It's like...
In the bag it'll usually say, it will say pre-emergent. For example, if you purchase, can I mention a brand name, Pete?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you purchase like the Scott Halt, which I think is one of your advertisers, they will have the pre-emergent already on there. And a lot of fertilizer company will have that on there. And then it's usually Metha something, but I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
But it's on the bag on it. And it'll say, or for example, like the Scotch, it'll be on their first step. They usually have like a 5 or 6 step method. It's usually already built in with the fertilizer, because you really, I don't think you can actually buy like a pre-emergent by itself and a fertilizer by itself.
So tell me exactly what to buy. And for people listening right now, what do we go out and buy for the pre-emergent? And we got to get the spreader, too. If we stop by anywhere to pick up our fertilizer, you got to get the spreader so you do it right. You don't want to kill your lawn.
You don't want to kill your lawn. And the one thing I always recommend when it comes to spreaders is get the broadcast spreader. Do not get the drop spreader because, A, you'll probably burn it, or, B, you'll leave what we call the zebra stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And you drive down the lawn, you see this nice little green stripe and a light one. Anyways, as far as what to get, you know, the Scotts makes a great product on it.
Yep.
Use it, put on the pre-emergent. And then normally, you know, if you're a turfy Pete like you,
mm-hmm.
6 weeks, it'll reapply another application.
Oh, really?
Okay. 6 weeks and you put it on there. Or, you know, like the golf courses do it more often than that. And if you really want a green lawn without stressing out your lawn, so we're now in the spring, you can go ahead and put out a little more nitrogen, which is that. Normally, when you see the bag of fertilizer,
You
see those three numbers, okay? Like,
yep.
For example, Scotts has, like, for example, 2733.
Yeah.
Well, the first number is the one that's going to give you color, which is great in the spring and maybe in the fall. But in the middle of the summer when it's hot, maybe not so much. So
okay.
Then in the second or third application, you might want to use something with iron in it, you know, like 3% iron. That'll green it up, which is what the golf courses use on their fairways.
Wow. Good to know. I want the thickest, greenest lawn on the block. You know that.
You know what Mr. Vidal used to say about that, don't you?
What?
He said having the greenest lawn on the block is like having a 300-pound teenager. It's just not healthy. And I quote.
630 area code. Ask Joe, is it a good time to treat for creeping Charlie?
Yes, you can never be too early. That is a nasty, nasty, nasty little weed. The earlier, the better.
Now, you're on loan from Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Lou introduced us, and I always like to plug Lou every time we have you on the air. Does Lou ever text you and say, hey, Joe, I need some help on my lawn. Can you suggest this? Does he ever do that, or does he know everything?
Not once. He knows how to do all that stuff.
It's really unbelievable, and I say this all the time. People call in with their fix-it problems right off the top of his head. He's like a psychic. He knows right away. Same thing with lawns. I mean, the guy is just, he's amazing, really. He really is.
A little bit of everything, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mr. Fix-It, tonight, are you going to listen to a show tonight on WGN after the Blackhawks game?
Absolutely.
I love that. One last question, Joe. The mulch.
What about it?
If I did mulch last spring, do I need to rake up the old mulch and put new mulch down, or can I kind of mix and match? Is it okay if I leave the old mulch?
Absolutely. Don't be raking anything up. Mulch turns into a nice fertile soil.
Okay.
Just add a layer on top of it. Try not to go more than 3 inches thick because it will rob the soil of nitrogen.
Okay.
And it'll mess up your plants. But usually what we recommend is fluff up what you already have. This way you get a better idea of how much mulch you already have on there, and you can also see, you know, what color it is and blah, 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 and then just do a fresh layer on top of it.
Got it. All right. Joe, you're the best, man. It's good to hear your voice, and I hope you and your family are staying safe, and I know you do work outside, but this has got to be hurting your business.
You know, we are actually very lucky, Pete. We're able to work right now. We were doing our cleanups. We started doing our construction. We do a lot of water management, so we've been very fortunate so far. Who knows how it's going to go on, but yeah, everybody here is healthy, you know, and I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
What am I eating right now? I'm not eating anything. I haven't had anything to eat this afternoon, and you're making pizza right now.
I'm making pizza.
Joe's a great cook. If you have cooking questions, this is what we need to do. We need to have you in studio again so you can do cooking questions and lawn questions.
No, we'll mix them all together.
I love it. Joe, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pete.
Have a good day. That is Joe Polina from Tommy Polina Landscaping. All right, I'm going to take a break. We're going to talk to Tiffany Louise. She is a therapist. We had her on a few weeks ago. We had so many questions about people with anxiety, getting along with their spouse. We're going to talk to her next. So if you have any questions and you don't feel comfortable talking on the air, you can always text us at 312-981-7200.